Bahraini opposition and supporters gathered in Beirut on Friday, demanding women's rights to stage protest rallies in the Persian Gulf state. According to the activists, some of the detained women were professionals, as tens of doctors, nurses, and teachers in Bahrain were imprisoned, tortured, and even killed while trying to make their voices heard.
Women are being jailed in Bahrain because they want freedom and democracy. It is unacceptable to treat women like this under Islamic law and tradition.
The campaign was aimed at gaining international attention to the oppression the Bahraini women are subject to. Organizers urged rights organizations around the world to condemn the use of torture.
We have put a case before the ICC court against the Kingdom of Bahrain at the 1st of April. I'm trying now to tell everybody how to go through the legal way against what is happening in Bahrain. Not only by our case, but there is many other ways so they can go after the people who are making different crimes against the people of Bahrain, the girls of Bahrain.
Advocates condemned what they called the inaction of international community and the silenced media, and demanded recognition of the situation of women in Bahrain.
Media reports are not clarifying a lot. There are a lot of human rights NGOs that say that there is a total abuse for the detainees. But I think that the NGOs is not doing a lot. International NGOs are not doing a lot.
One Bahraini woman has died in captivity, while tens of others remain detained in undisclosed locations. The women were either detained during protests or as they were carrying out their job duties.
This event is just one other meme by which the Lebanese are expressing their support for the Bahraini uprising, this time with an emphasis on what they believe to be the suffering of Bahraini women. In light of the current uprisings in the region, the jailed Bahrainis, including the women, are believed by many to be the forgotten victims of persistent struggle in the region. Eliana Al-Khamisi, Press TV, Beirut.